Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women. So today, I've travelled down to Wimbledon to meet a real live British pop artist. Her paintings are voyeuristic images starring a host of glamorous women embracing the comedy of turbulent relationships, seductions and fantasies. A self-taught artist, she has worked for Disney and her paintings are now sold globally for thousands of pounds and her reproductions are even sold in IKEA. She is Deborah Azzopardi. I don't know whether that's pronounced right.
Yes, that's perfect. Hi, how are you? Lovely intro. That's great. Thank you.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, Radio Gorgeous.
Well, your images are so Radio Gorgeous. Let's go over and see some of your art and you can describe it.
Lovely.
Well, let's start off with this one, which was the image which is on the everything. And it's, can you describe it for us?
Okay, so this is called Summer Breeze. She's a beautiful girl just sipping a cocktail. And just enjoying.
But it isn't that. It's got, it's a graphic,
giant, subjective. It's what you big think.
Yeah. Picture. And it's, and you use a lot of black, don't you? You use black and primary colours.
You know what? It's not planned. I just use whatever I feel that would go and what makes it fun and lively. I like paintings to move. So even though it's stationary and it's a painting, it's talking to us.
I'm trying to let people understand. It's a bit like Lichtenstein, but more feminine and more now, because it is now, isn't it?
Well, you can definitely tell if you look at Lichtenstein's work. The lines are very heavy. They're bolder. They're masculine. I'm definitely, you know, the end of mine, there's a point at the end of each brushstroke. There's a lot of detail. And also, I don't use Bende dots. Lichtenstein used Bende dots.
And yes.
You know, the Bende dots look like comics.
Yeah.
Because that was, of course, that was pressed through stainless steel. The ink was pressed through and that's how you get the dots to look like a comic effect. Whereas these are blended or flat colour and there's no Bende dots at all. So it shouts.
And I'm dying to know, what is it? What sort of paint?
Acrylic paint.
It is.
Yeah,
acrylic.
So it's all water-based. So some people find acrylic-based paint very, very hard to work with
because
it dries very quickly and they prefer oils that you can move around a lot quicker. But I'm used to it. You know, we're friends. We get on well.
And what are the benefits of acrylic for you then?
Oh, water-based. Because it ends up everywhere.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
It's on your clothes, it's on your face, it's in
your
hair.
You can wash your clothes.
You can wash it off, yeah.
And you don't smell. Yeah, you have turpentine.
No, you don't. And it dries very fast, but I like that. You know, so there's layers on layers. So here you can see the yellow of the hair and it's on the skin and it's, you know, but I'm accurate when I'm painting.
So you start off really with a white piece of paper. I mean,
it's either white paper or board and a pencil and a putty rubber. People don't do this anymore now, though. They all, you know, it's technical. It's a very different thing. But no, this is a real painting. There's brush strokes. You can see them.
How amazing, because they could be a graphic piece of art that's been photographed and blown up.
It could be, absolutely. It could be a print. It could be something technically produced. You know, you've seen it quite a lot on billboards and things like that. But no, it's an original painting. I mean, this is a real girl, actually. She really does exist.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because I've read that every person in your pictures, and you do have humans,
yes,
particularly
yes,
women,
yes.
In your pictures, they are taken from real people, which is really interesting.
I have quite a few muses, I think they'd be called.
Okay, but, so who is the girl sucking on the bright tangerine-coloured cocktail with a purple swirling umbrella?
She's a lovely girl. She has the biggest muscles I've ever seen because she's a dance teacher, but I liked her face.
There's no muscles.
No. So I just, after the dance class, I just walked over. I said, come here. So...
Is that what you do? You do quick
well, actually,
sketch.
Of her, I did a lot of photographs. She's very busy. She has a very tight timetable. She's always teaching dancing. And she's just got a beautiful face. There's very few people that I know that have beautiful faces.
Oh.
And the huge leg muscles, obviously, because she's dancing. But
I'm sure there'll be some with legs. Now, let's go on to this other one. This next one is really... So you put words in. This isn't just paintings.
Well, this was done a very long time ago. And... it's part of a montage of prints that was retailed in IKEA. And actually, it was based on my daughter.
Gosh, so, your daughter's absolutely
amazing.
But
that was a long time ago. My daughter's married and grown up and everything since then.
So in this picture, she's got yellow blonde hair.
Yes.
Very dark, very trendy eyebrows. Red lipstick, red nail varnish and blue eyes. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. It's only loosely based. Yeah, you know, everything is loose. But it was what I wanted at the time with an old phone. And it's as if she's alarmed. She's saying, what did you say? But she's, you know, talking into it, speaking into it, as if we're in her world. She's not in our world. We're in her world.
Radio Gorgeous. Online, on your phone, on a podcast, or on your tablet. Listen anywhere, anytime. Can you just tell me about this one?
So this is called Here Comes the Sun, and it's just a pretty girl, an attractive girl. We can't see her face, but she's just looking away. We can see her sunglasses and her earrings, and she's just holding up her hair. She's hot. But again, it's subjective and it's suggestive, and you can see whatever you want into it.
See, it's not just... Now I've seen your pictures in real life. They really have depth. That's what's amazing about them. You know, you can see...
Well, her earring also adds depth. So although it's only a subtle earring, it's just feminine.
Yeah.
It's just a suggestion of femininity. The girl was actually wearing this dress. She calls it her lucky dress.
It probably looks like red lace to me.
It was red lace. It was definitely red lace.
So it's a pulling dress. Pulling dress.
It's her night out dress, her pulling dress, her clubbing dress, her dancing dress. It's her everything dress. But she's a very giving girl, and she...
So I love she's got kind of, they look quite 70s sunglasses, silver earring, hair up. Hair's lovely and messy, and she's holding it up. And it's very suggestive because her back, the hair is trailing down her back.
Yes, she has a tiny, tiny, tiny body, a very, very slender neck. She's a really elegant girl, but she's very sweet. She doesn't know it.
So tell me, did you, again, photograph, draw? How did that work?
There's a huge amount of research. No painting just happens. There's a huge amount of research and looking and thinking and humour and the right person for the right thing. And she was doing exactly what I
wanted. Do you find that the models kind of do what you want them to do because of their personality? It's like...
Oh, something shines within them and I have to see it in them. There's a part of everybody that you will like, but they don't know. People have nice ankles, they have nice hands, they have there's just something. But normally when I meet them, I mean, I source them, but most of the time now they come to me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so anything else from the exhibition coming up?
So this is a montage, and this montage was in IKEA 2005. Mm-hmm. And these are the paintings that were actually the original paintings that the montage was built from. So these are, for the first time ever, I'm selling something, not selling something, representing something that I've painted that were all a combination of that.
Okay, and so does that mean that that's like less expensive to buy?
No, it's more because it's the most wonderful collector's piece.
I'm trying to find something that's a bargain I can buy.
Because it's the most wonderful collector's piece that you can have something that's been retailed globally, and then these are the pieces that went to make up for that. So it's a serious investment piece for somebody to have. So there's those two paintings.
Oh, I see.
They can buy the whole set. It's rather wonderful of something that's been globally.
Yes,
distributed.
And so you're getting the original, you're getting the number one print, but it's the number one painting.
Well, you're getting the original paintings that went to make that print. So it's really...
It's not even one of those 1 in 100 ones. This is the original one.
Because anybody can buy a print. Not everybody can have the original.
Okay, I'm very attracted to a picture of a man kneeling down.
Lovely.
It's very, very sexy picture. I mean, I don't often say that, but it really is. He's got, it's saying, you can't see his face, all you can see is his legs, his thighs, and he's doing up a shoelace, but it's something so sexy about it.
Well, he's on the go, this guy. He's busy, he's on the run.
Yeah, but look at his thigh, it's tight in those trousers.
It's only an indication of his muscles. Yeah. You know, you would think, yes, he works
out. I'm feeling those muscles,
But
well, I'd like to feel them.
He's a slim guy, and he's active, he's busy, he hasn't got time for any of us.
And he's wearing the most outrageous clothes, isn't he? He's a dandy.
He is. He's a snappy dresser, this one. And again, the guy who actually modelled for me, the suit is, of course, his, but it wasn't that colour, it wasn't that tie, it wasn't those shoes. I think he did have spotty socks. But I like the colours, I like the fun of it.
You've azapard-ed it.
I've azapard-ed it. Yeah. I've azapard-ed him.
Exactly. What else is going in the show?
There's this... I don't know.
Oh, we're moving the furniture now to see this. Oh, this one's got a suggestive question at the bottom of it.
Suggestive, my place or yours. Yeah. And she's holding a toothbrush because, of course, sometimes it's a moment in time. It's the things that we it's an object, things that we want to say, but we don't say.
Yeah.
You know, it's all... a painting is part of a moment.
That's a very good idea if you're on the pull to take a toothbrush with you and just bring it out and you don't have to say anything.
Just hold it up. My place or yours. But it's suggestive, but it's fun. Who's she saying it to? Is she saying it? Is it something we're thinking? Is it something we're not thinking? You know, again, we can decide, but it's a huge element of fun. It's very a good one for a dentist.
It is. Now, we've talked loads about your art, but I'm really interested to know about you and how, because you say, it says that you're an untrained artist.
What I haven't been to school, I haven't studied, I haven't done a degree at all, I just painted.
That's incredible. Did you you look, though? You said, I look at everything. Is that how it started?
Oh, my eyes and ears are wide open every day, but that's part of it. In order to be a creative, you have to be. You can't walk down the street and just go to the station. You see everything.
And what about the Disney connection? I'm intrigued by this.
I was a licensee to the Walt Disney Company for a couple of years, and that was fun.
What does that involve?
Basically, I painted whatever the clients wanted, but of course it's all Disney characters. But it's very busy, very demanding, huge characters of Disney characters, but again, painted on board.
So they have people come to them and say, I'd like an artwork of
people
Pluto
would come to them. People would come to them exactly with Pluto or Mickey's Christmas Carol and say, please design the whole set. And so I did. So, but you have to do it with Disney because nobody is allowed just to paint a Disney character. You have to have their permission.
It's all copyrighted.
You have to have the copyright credit line on absolutely everything, and they have to pass everything. So when you're hand painting something, you can't just paint it. It has to be approved by them. Every point, every line, every single thing, every colour, every detail matters.
And did that help you kind of focus on what you wanted to do?
I was just enjoying it at the time. I just carried on. I really believe if you do what makes you happy, you'll be happy. You have to find what sparks you in life.
Radio Gorgeous, created by women for women. RadioGorgeous.com. And tell me about, so you started doing these paintings and then what's been your journey? Because you've been doing this for 31 years now.
I just carried on painting like a nut. You just, if it's something you love, I mean, I love it. So I just carry on. I live in Northwest London.
And so is it at your house?
It's my house. It's a whole house. The whole house is just art.
And do you live with other people?
No, but there's many, many, many visitors. there's a lot of activity there.
So is every room just taken over?
Well, I try not to make it. I'm quite organised. It's very neat and tidy. And there's, you know, you can't just be an artist. There's accounts, there's bookkeeping, there's cargo. Cynthia's saying, you know, send it here, send it there. There's a lot that goes on, I think you'd agree. To paint is one thing. You have to learn how to do things technically. You have to move things, packaging things. Cynthia arranges all the cargo, all the crazy. It's a huge amount.
And how long have you had your relationship with Cynthia? Can you tell me about that?
How many years? 8 years.
Yeah, and how did you meet? Has she catapulted you to bigger things? Tell me.
Oh, I definitely think so. Definitely, because she's responsible for taking the art everywhere. Mainly, it's UK and USA, and she's responsible for all of that and all of the originals and limited editions.
And in what way does she ever give you advice, or you know what I mean? Is she like a kind of literary agent? She'd say, look, darling, those didn't sell. Let's focus on that. You know what I mean?
No, she sells everything. So there's nothing that doesn't sell. But of course she knows her space. She knows where she's hanging. She knows, I mean, Art Miami, San Francisco, Palm Beach, the Hamptons. These are really prestigious, beautiful events.
And I bet, do the Americans, do they accept you as a pop artist even though you're English?
Yes, I think so. But of course, I've been with Cynthia for so long now, and my work, it's known globally. So of course, when they see it, lots of times people, I think maybe they'll think Cynthia can put us right. They'll say, oh, it's one of hers.
One of
Debbie's. And of course, absolutely. So Cynthia, there's a whole story. It's a long time. So it's a big job.
So interior designs, artists, everyone, they all come to you, yeah.
Collectors,
yeah. Yes. Tell me about how the IKEA relationship happened then.
Well, I have various publishers. At the time of the print that you just saw, I'm no longer with that publisher, but their client is IKEA. So, of course, if IKEA asks for something, They were providing IKEA with what
did
they wanted.
Did they buy, every time one was sold, did you get a percentage? Or did it? Did
it
you
works
did
like
they
the
buy?
Music business, it's royalties. Oh. So every time something's played on the radio or every time it's been sold, but you're talking now it's 350 stores, 50 countries, the distribution is huge. But of course, only one person can have the original.
And have you made a lot of have you made money? You mean, how successful are you in monetary terms?
It's been very successful.
Wow.
It's been very successful.
Wow.
But you have to put everything into it.
Yeah,
you know,
so your heart, your soul.
Well, it's family first, and mm-hmm. then, you know, alongside it. I mean, any woman who runs a business will say the same. You know, you don't sleep a lot. You do everything while you can. You know, when the children are sleeping...
So how old are your children?
Oh, they're grown up.
Okay, so that's really helped then, I suppose.
Oh, because now I have more time.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, there's still, you know, phone calls. There's three children. There's three phone calls. There's, you know,
you never stop worrying.
You never stop. You never stop. But it's easier in the sense,
yeah.
you know, but I still work at night. I still do very long days.
At night?
I still do night. Well, my phone doesn't ring, so it's easier. You know,
so what, tell me your, and that's one thing I wanted to ask you. Should we sit down? I wanted to ask your... What's a Deborah day? Can you tell me what your typical day is? In everyday life, not high days and holidays. I want to know about your working.
But even on high days and holidays, I do the same. But any woman, anybody would. That's
okay,
what we
tell
do.
Tell us what you do then.
I wake up early.
Yeah, what time?
6:30, 7. God. If I can and if I feel like it, I take myself on a nice walk, but it's to the baker. So it's not always conducive, but then I think, good, that's lunch done, because that's how you think.
Yeah, you've got to
and
plan.
And then you
yeah.
have to plan, and then it's the whole day I'm working. So most of the time it's about, on average, 12 hours painting. Could be more, it could be less, but there's so many other things to do. It's not just painting.
Now, because they're such big works, and you're using your arms, is it kind of like exercise? Is it kind of like manual work? Do you use kind of, you know, do you need to do exercise as well, or do you find that this is good?
Oh,
exercise?
No, I have to walk because my arms get tired and my eyes get tired, but my legs don't. So I have to move my legs. So walking is
just your kind of relaxation, and it sort of gets your energy going for more.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the baker, you know, doesn't help. It doesn't help. And I say to myself, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there. And I go straight in there.
What do you buy there?
Sushi.
Oh, so that's
I know,
okay.
I know. But, yes, but, you know, I say to myself, don't go, don't go, don't go. And my legs just go. So, it's a good place to walk to. It's a good hill. You know, it's a good hill down.
Well, you live in North London, so there are hills. You're lucky. Yeah, where I am is very flat.
No. It's good to have hills. Yeah.
RadioGorgeous.com. So I'm really intrigued by you have made, I mean, because the thing about Radio Gorgeous is that I meet women that do things for passion, but you really have made it into a profitable business then.
Well, I recently heard your Laura Ashley.
Yes,
it was fantastic, really interesting. Mm. And I understand working at the kitchen table. In fact, there are so many similarities because you're just doing it. You don't even realise what you're doing. You just say, okay, I'll do this. Okay,
start
I'll do
off.
That.
Yeah. One step
off.
At a time.
One step at a time. And there's no, it's almost like an accident because you're just doing what you love. You're just doing what you're enjoying and providing your family is happy and everyone's sorted, then you're okay. Then you can carry on. If a child's unwell, you just drop everything and go. But you can do that when you're working for yourself. Just. It means you're working till 4 a.m, sleeping for a couple of hours. But if that's what you love, it's an exciting life.
I'm dying to know how many paintings you produce a year.
Oh, how many do I produce a year? Sometimes, well, one painting can take 3 months. So sometimes I might only produce 6. Sometimes it depends what you're working on. Some are simpler than others. The research takes a long time. You know, you think you have, if I'm doing figuratively work, you can think you can have the perfect model. And then when you look at it, you think, no, I haven't. And you have to do it again. And you're always inspired by everything.
So you've got your own little self-critical thing in the back.
Totally, all the time. You can't stop. You know, but some people have this for cooking it's the same either for cooking or for writing or poetry, for anything. I don't understand why the whole world doesn't want to paint.
Okay, so what's special about this show coming up? What's different about it?
Well, there's a lot of new work. The new work is, it's very rare that an artist has a lot of new work in one place. And I should imagine that after the exhibition, there's 10 new pieces, there will be more. So far that from what I can gather and how Cynthia works, that she will then decide what's going to go where of which painting. So it's very rare for an artist to have all their work in one place.
What's a limited edition?
A limited edition is a piece of work, but it's numbered. So maybe there's only 12 in the edition, and each one is numbered and each one is signed. But at the moment, there's some very special limited editions, either finished with diamond dust or with platinum. But they're stunning pieces. So it's a lovely...
Tell me about the diamond dust.
The diamond dust on one of them I have, it's called, you know, the painting of the girl with the pearl earring. I've done the girl with the diamond earring. Yeah. And on the earring is diamond dust. So it's really rather nice. But each one is unique because each one, when something is screen printed...
So you did a print, you've done a screen print. So it's like Andy Warhol. Everyone's got a slight different texture, different look.
Yes, but it's a very low amount. So if there's only 12 or 15 in the run, and each one's hand-signed and each one's numbered. So the screen printing process is still the best process that you can get.
And do you do that at home?
No, actually, I use another company with a lot of people to help.
So Deborah Atsopardi is going to be showing at the Cynthia Corbett Gallery. It's a series of new paintings, and it'll be on their summer exhibition from the 27th of June to the 9th of July. Yes. And the address is the Royal Opera Arcade Gallery, 53 Pall Mall, St James's, London, SW1. Thank you so much, Deborah, for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you.
You've been brilliant, and I'm really, really excited about your art. Gorgeous entrepreneurs.